Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, or you can check out our blog, or you can tell us what you really think about today's show on our open thread. Find it at waitwait.npr.org. You think we're really asking for it, don't you?
I think it's like a comment section underneath an obituary. Like, you don't, like some... You got to be careful. I mean, interactivity is only good to a point.
Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Paul from Warren County, Virginia.
Hey, Paul, where's Warren County?
Well, you know how Virginia comes to a point at the top?
I've heard that Virginia has a point, but I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find it, too.
I know.
It's close to that.
Close to that. So you're near Northern Virginia there.
Right, exactly.
I understand. Well, welcome to our show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Here's your first limerick.
Old animal games we inherit. They're fun and deserving of merit. We put on big pants and start an odd dance once we have inserted a...
A ferret.
Yes, a ferret. Well done. A ferret. There has been a revival of the centuries-old sporting competition called ferret legging. It originated in Yorkshire, England. It involves men sticking ferrets down their trousers to see who can endure them scampering around down there the longest. This is real. But as ferret legging makes a comeback, animal welfare groups are getting involved, arguing, quote, "We fear that if this contest is allowed to go ahead, it will set back ferret welfare by over 20 years, unquote. But did anyone ask the ferrets? Maybe they view it as their own fun and historic competition. A ferret endurance test known as pants spelunking.
This is not a traditional Scottish sport, then. I mean, you couldn't do it with...
A kilt.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In Scotland, we use the Wolverine.
Well, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Parents begin some deep sighing when kids cry and then start denying. As false tales they tell, their future bodes well. They'll succeed when they get good at...
Lying.
Right. Next time, your three-year-old blames a friend for stuffing daddy's iPad into the toaster, console yourself with the knowledge that your dishonest child will grow up to be a successful dishonest adult. According to new research by Dr. Kang Lee at Toronto University, children able to tell plausible lies at the age of 2 show signs of a quick brain. Quote, "Those who have better cognitive development lie better because they can cover up their tracks. They may make bankers in later life." That confirms what we've always known. The only difference between a banker and a lying, snotty toddler is about $5 million. Let us move on to your last limerick. Here it is.
Hear my corduroys whiff as I dance. See, I generate sparks as I prance. I'm saving up amps to light some street lamps. Electricity drawn from my...
Yes! Where else? Throw away your cell phone chargers and extra batteries. Soon you will be able to get a charge out of your pants. Even if there is no ferret down there. Researchers at UC Berkeley have invented a kind of microscopic fiber fabric that produces electricity from basic body movements, bending, stretching, walking, fleeing the ferrets.
Wait, the fabric? I'm sorry, what does it do?
The idea is that the fabric will have sort of these nanofibers, electricity, electrical fibers in them, that when they are moved, generate a charge that can be collected and stored in a battery.
You know, this is like old pantyhose. 40 years. Excuse me.
Wait a minute.
This is not news.
Do you use your pantyhose to charge your cell phone?
You know?
Not her cell phone.
I would say that women have known about the various possibilities of pantyhose and sparks and everything for many, many decades.
What is going on down there?
We don't necessarily have to share this information.
Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul had three correct answers, Peter. So, Paul, congratulations. You win our prize.
Well done, Paul. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks for playing, and bye-bye.
Bye.